this is my happy yellow. Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to make it so happy. It just was like a child. So I put, there's like a lot of things going on, but there's two, so Bix and Calp, I put in different places, like on this, they are horizontal because I feel like I was talking about this, and they're not even like, it's the Bix are right here and Calp is sort of in the center because I felt like that cognitive academic language is sort of just heady. It's like in your mouth. It's what you say so that people listen to you a certain way. But like Bix is our body. It's like our language. It's like how we talk to people. We're like, what is that? And like Drew was saying, that's like 90% of what we do every day. And then this is just like to feel a little fancy sometimes. So that's why I put those there. And also like the Bix, like feeling the Bix. The Bix. I don't really know what that's
feeling the Bix.
I think Jenna
comments would like that feeling.
Like that also comes, I think, embodying that that like day-to-day communication also like start can build up that confidence. So it's not just like, oh, I'm saying this word to seem a certain way so people interpret me and trust me. It's like the when you have the day-to-day communication, it's just who you are. You don't have to like think about it in your face, you know what I mean?